Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, fire crews from the Arcata Fire District and Humble Bay Fire responded to the 3200 block of McKinleyville to contain a fire that originated in a shed. The first engine crew on scene reported a large black column of smoke coming from behind a three-story house. Fire crews went behind the residence and found a shed that was fully engulfed in flames. The blaze was contained in about 10 minutes and the fire was prevented from spreading to neighboring houses. During that time, medical personnel treated the resident of the house for smoke inhalation, but refused transportation to the hospital. The cause of the fire appeared to be accidental due to the owner working on the electrical wiring in a vehicle inside the shed, which were both a complete loss. The victim of a stabbing attack in Hoopa on Monday afternoon has been arrested after being released from the Mad River Hospital earlier this afternoon. Deputies discovered that 30-year-old Mark Nelson had a no-bail felony arrest warrant for parole violation. Nelson was taken to the hospital on Monday after an unknown man stabbed Nelson from behind while walking on Marshall Lane. Nelson was arrested and booked for his arrest warrant, and deputies are still asking for the public's help in locating the suspect who stabbed Nelson. The Arcata Police Department and Sheriff's deputies closed off a block of the Arcata Plaza Tuesday evening after discovering a live smoke grenade inside the vehicle. A sheriff's deputy contacted a 37-year-old male citizen who lived in the 1900 block of B Avenue in McKinleyville regarding a neighbor dispute. While talking with the citizen, the deputy noticed two military-style smoke grenades lying on the lawn. The citizen told the deputy that he had another grenade in his vehicle, which was parked on the Arcata Plaza. The Arcata Police Department, along with the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit, were called to assist. They were able to locate the grenade on the passenger side of the car and safely remove the grenade to a secure location. The type of smoke grenade law enforcement found are illegal to possess in California, and no arrests have been made at this time. Deputies from the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office were called to the 1100 block of Highway 101 after a robbery at a local business occurred in the area. Upon arrival, deputies contacted an 88-year-old woman who was the owner of the business. She explained to deputies that an unknown man entered her office and grabbed her and forced her to the ground while demanding money. The victim tried to fend off the attacker, but the man dragged her into another room, tying her hands and feet. The suspect then drew a firearm and threatened to kill the victim if she attempted to get away. After the suspect left, the victim then freed herself and went outside to call for help. The suspect is described as a white male, 5'7", with a slender build and a clean-shaven thin face, with the exception of a small black mustache. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A Klamath boy faces a homicide charge. Dan Squire has more.
A 16-year-old Klamath boy will be charged with homicide in the shooting death of 13-year-old Dante Jones. The Del Norte County DA's office issued a short press release that stated Nathan Feliz was arraigned for homicide with a special allegation of personally discharging a firearm and then of dissuading a witness by force, again with the special allegation of using a firearm in doing so. Neither the DA's office nor the sheriff's office have released details surrounding the incident that led to the shooting of Jones, who died over the weekend in an Oakland hospital. Feliz, who was arrested on Sunday, will be charged as an adult.
Thank you, Dan. Today, Philip Vince announced his resignation from the Point Arena city manager position due to family reasons. Vince began his career with the city in November of 2014, being named as Point Arena's first official city manager, and at Tuesday night's special city council meeting, the council accepted Vince's resignation. David Tyson has been named as interim city manager. Tyson has experience in this position, as he served as the city's interim manager from May of last year until Vince took the position in November. Mayor Jim Kugel thanked Vince in a statement and wished him and his family the best. The city council now has made the recruiting of a new city manager a top priority. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.